So, Geraldine, can you tell us about how you became involved in the hippie program?
I started off as a grandma with my two grandchildren being put in a situation where mum's passed away and I had to do something for my kids, my son and my daughter at the time. So I said to them, well, you go do your grieving, I'll go and look after the kids for you for a little while until you get over it.
And how did you find out about the hippie program?
My sister, who knew I was going through this stuff, came and said, she was one of the tutors of the hippie program, came and said, come into work and sit and do this with them kids, because I wanted to get them out of our flat so that they can move around, run around and things like that. So that's how it started.
And where were you living at the time?
In Housing Commission flats, so my husband and I. All the kids were around us at that time because it was a sorry time for us, losing two in-laws, basically, daughter-in-law and a son-in-law. Yeah. And then at the same time, my brother died in the middle of that. And so we were all grieving, and I said, no, I can't do this. Let's get the kids out of this environment and get them into somewhere where they can learn. And that's what we did, join hippie.
How did the kids respond to the program?
They were a bit shy at the beginning because two of them had no English, so English was second language to them. So once I took them in then and started interacting with other kids and other families and things, after that they just excelled. And now they, you know, like in grade 2 and 3, and they're just winning awards and stuff like that now. You can't stop them girls.
And how has it changed you? Do you think you've learnt a lot from the tutoring?
Yeah, it pulled me out of a deep hole, basically, and it gave me that vision to go on, and it wasn't about me. I made myself, it was about my kids, my grandchildren, and wanting them to see that there's another side to just sitting around doing nothing, that they can learn now before they get to school and know all that stuff by the time they get to school.
And how about you, Sarah? How did you become involved in the program?
I was running a playgroup with my sons, and I felt as though playgroup wasn't enough. It was just a lot of play. We did arts and craft activities, but I was looking for something more formal. And for me, education, I think any culture, education is power, and it's very important with our families for us to succeed. And doing hippie with my son, he's just started school yesterday, and it's knowing that he's going to school very confident. He knows his shapes. He can do numeracy. He can count to 100. He can write his name. He's starting to read books. He knows a lot of things already. And compared to other children, it's mind-blowing knowing that my son with hippie is all across the world, that he's done activities that four-year-olds are doing all over the world, in Israel and America, and he's doing really well and winning awards at school and things like that.
What do you think you've learnt from it?
For me, learning just patience, sitting down, but the way it's hippie, you're reading the bold letters. It's all there for you in your eyes, and you're reading as though you're like a teacher. It's very formal. And so when my child's at school, he knows the formal language, and it's helping me get confidence. So when I go to the school, I can talk to the teachers and other early childhood development teachers, and I feel confident because I understand the language as well. And I feel as though I've got an understanding, a better understanding, and that it's made me that confident that I wanted to be a teacher, and I'm going to uni and I'm doing part-time teaching studies for primary school. So that was a big change for me and my family, but also a lot of the families, they say it's life-changing because the way they talk to their children, it's all early childhood development education for our families. As you go have baby, but knowing why you're doing hippie, it's to, with the behaviour and everything, it's just helps with generalisation, everyday learning, going into the shopping centre and talking to your children in a different manner, in a different way, making them think and be creative with themselves. And
not saying no, you know.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing in hippie. You don't say no, you sort of repeat and get them to understand in a way that, you know, hippie, the no word is banned in hippie.
So they're not, when they're trying to do an activity, you don't say, no, 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 you're doing it wrong. It's, you give them the answer, move along, and it gives them that confidence, and then it gives them their self-esteem. It boosts it right up. So when they start school, they know how to make friends, and they've already doing things already in the home and with their family, and they're happy, because hippie is happy. It's a happy activities and to do at home, and reading books, colouring in, singing, poems, everything.
So you've come down from Alice Springs. What things have you told the parents that you've met here today? You know, why should they get involved in hippie?
I think being Indigenous mothers ourselves and being able to relate well with Indigenous mothers in their community, and being able to work flexible and in a way that we know how to work with our families. We know how to work with our families and how to work appropriately with them and how to...
The parents are the first teachers.
Yeah.
So for them to teach at home, who better to teach them at home is their parent themselves or the carer.
Our parents, our families, we know our children and we know how they work well. That's anyone, any culture, we all know our children and how we want them to succeed and how to work well and how to... When's a good time to sit down and do hippie with your child? You know, are they early birds or do they prefer little 10-minute times? You've got to be flexible. It's a program that's flexible for parents.